was December the 24th, and like every year, Christmas was being celebrated in the stately villa of President Silberhaus with many guests. In the large parlour, which rather deserved the name Hall, the maids performed their duties, distributed bowls of butter biscuits and chocolates made of the finest chocolate around the room, wiped here and there once more with the duster over the windowsills, which had long since been shining brightly. And yes, there was the concentrated bustle and fragrant, tingly atmosphere of anticipation that is characteristic of such evenings. The last steps in decorating the tree were done. Golden bows were tied and delicious gingerbread men were attached. The candle holders were clamped to the branches. A real showpiece of a tree had been organized by President Silberhaus. And while his wife wrapped the last presents in tissue paper and draped them under the tree, he was already looking forward to the amazed eyes of his two children, 9-year-old Clara and 7-year-old Fritz, who were waiting behind closed doors for that moment when they were finally called into the hall. In the back room, of course, Clara and Fritz were already making all sorts of speculations about the gifts that they longed to receive. I wonder if all her wishes that were on the long wish list would be fulfilled. Even those that, as every year, were simply called surprises, and to which Clara was especially looking forward. And whether the parents were again in cahoots with Godfather Drosselmeyer, who was known for his unusual inventions, which one could certainly be afraid of. Besides the traditional doll, who could keep her existing doll family company with coffee and cake, Clara also wanted a festive dress and new dancing shoes. Clara loved to dance, just like her parents, who attached great importance to the Christmas dance program, without which there would be no presents. Of course, Clara had been practicing with a fiery enthusiasm for days, which led to quiet derision from her brother Fritz, as well as Clara's fondness for romantic love stories.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?